just to go back briefly to some of the raid that we spoke about yesterday and to do an abridged part two. So we mentioned that the Pisrei Tshuva in Yerideya Simin Kuf Tez Zayin, he brings from the Soilis Lemincha, who quotes the Teres HaAsham. By the way, thank you, Rabbi Yisrael Vider. The Soilis Lemincha was Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, the Baal Shvos Yaakov. The Teres HaAsham is the Teisus Yantav. So essentially, he's quoting is the Pisrei Tshuva, the Shvos Yaakov, who quoted the Teisus Yantav, who said that as much as we know there's an Inyan in Halacha of Baal Nefesh Yachmer, but that's only in the event that there's some gray area where a chacham with paskin, for example, on a behema, based on a svara leheter. So you have a right to be paranoid and to be frum and to say, I'm not 100% sure that this poisek got it right. And as a result, even though I know an halacha, I'm allowed to follow what the poisek said, but at the same time, I want to be machmer. But said the Soil Samincha, quoting the Teres HaAsham, that what would be if you have something that's mutter, and it's mutter based on a halacha mefureshes and shas. For example, klishe niyeni mevashel, or bitul b'shishim. Over there, if somebody's going to go, and he's going to be machmer, not only is it tavayol of bracha, not only is he, oh wow, what a bal nefesh, but hareze minus. What you're doing is minus, and the reason is because you're really undermining Divrei Chazal, who said that klishe ni'eni mevashel, and who said that bitul b'shishim. And even though what you're doing is a chumrah, I don't care. You're not allowed to undermine Divrei Chazal l'kula, you're also not allowed to undermine Divrei Chazal l'chumrah. So we mentioned that Rabbi Margolis, in his Sefer Nefesh Chaya, in Arichayim, Simen Reish Nen Zayin, so he's malakit, different marmakoymes, where you find in Poiskim and in Rishonim, and even in Chazal, this idea where Chazal was sensitive not to be machmer, even though chumras are usually a good thing, but not to be machmer where you're blatantly going connect Chazal, and not only is it not something that a person should do, but it's actually a bechin of minus, it could be an inyan of zaki mamre, you could be literally touching on some of the most chumra things in the world. Some of the examples that we mentioned were the Ramah in Hilchas Shabbos and Simen Reish Nun Zayin, with regards to the laws of Chamin B'Shabbos. And if someone's machmer on Chamin B'Shabbos, the Ramah says it's an Indian of Minos. We mentioned the tshuva from the Maram in Rutenberg, who said that he used to think that he knew people that were machmer not to eat basar after gvina in the same way that they're machmer not to eat gvina after basar. And he says in his mind, he always thought it was a bechina of Minos. We mentioned the Rambam and then the Hilchas Shavuos that says that if somebody says you can't be shoyel on a shvuah, it's a shemetz of minos. We mentioned the Lashon HaYerushalmi, the second parak Masechet Avodah Zarah, where Shmuel told Rav that if you're going to be machmer on Shem and Akum and not rely on the heter of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, I'm going to say on you that you're a Zakin Mamre. We mentioned the Tshuvas HaRosh, who reached out to this Yid, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Moshe from Balincia, and he said things that had the Rosh not said, you wouldn't even believe the Rosh would have said. And that was because this person was being machmer and not relying on a tzuris ha-pesach and ilchas erev when it comes to a mavi that's mefulish l'rishus ha-rabim. But the bottom line is, hatzad ha-shava of this shmorgasbord of halachas is that it's not so poshet for a person to be machmer. The mokim, where Chazal said mefurish, that really what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to be mekel. It's a fascinating idea. But if you think about it for a minute, it's something that requires beer. Because at the end of the day, we know there's a concept of Kaddish Atzmucha b'mutalach. So I know this is mutter, but at the same time, I want to be Noyeg Kedusha Yaseira. Why can't I be a Kaddish Atzmucha b'mutalach? Why is that an issue? If somebody says, I don't want to eat meat because I want to be Noyeg Kedusha Yaseira, I think that's fine, right? You have to eat meat. You're allowed to not eat meat. The Nazir, according to one man, the Amar, is a Kaddish. Kalayosha B'tainis, according to one man, the Amar, is a Kaddish. So there is an idea where a person has a right to be Machmer. So if I could be Machmer and say, I'm not going to eat meat, even though I know it's kosher, I'm not denying the fact that it's kosher, but I want to be Machmer. So why would it be worse to say that if a little bit of non-kosher meat, just think about it, falls into your kosher meat, I say, I don't want to eat from this pot because I know there's a little bit of non-kosher over here. How could that somehow be worse? L'chura, how do you reconcile this idea with the concept of Kaddish Atzmecha B'Motalach. Just to bring out the Kasha a little bit stronger, the Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yud Gimel turns his attention to the Midah of Prishos. And he has a few prokim that talk about Prishos, and I think it's kedai to just read together a few excerpts. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, V'hine, Klala Prishos hu Masha Amru Zecherinu Levracha. The general idea of Prishos is what Chazal said, Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach. That there's an idea that you can make yourself holy and kaddish, even with things that are mutter. V'zoisi hayra'asa shel hamila atzma, Prishos. And really, if you understand the etymology of the word Prishos, you see it in the word itself. Ratzal loymar, li'ayis poyresh umarchik atzmei min hadavar. V'haynu sha'oisrael atzmei davar heter. What you essentially do is you say that something that's really mutter, I'm going to treat as aser. V'hakavana b'zeh, why would a person do this? And why is this a maila? Why is this a good thing? Shelo lefgaya be'isar atzmei. The reason this is a good thing is because if you are poyresh from things that are mutter, well, you're now a few degrees farther removed from things that are aser. Interesting point. We don't care so much that you made yourself aser from things that are mutter. If it's mutter, it's mutter. But what we like about is that you're now so removed from this inyan that I'm never going to come to go ahead and do the thing that I'm really not supposed to do. The concept of Prishos is that any inyan, anything that something bad can come from, even if right now what you're doing is not really ra, but the farther away and the more you can separate, hence the word Prishos, from that, it's this is something that's going to be okay. And then the Mesilas Yesharim talks about, how do you know you have a right to even do this, right? Don't Chazal say, Loidayach Masha Asra Torah, Sha'atabal Lesser Alecha Dvar Macherim, that's the Yerushalmi Mesechtnis Nadarim, quotes another Yerushalmi, Asid Adam Litein Din Lefnei HaMokoyim, Al-Kom Masharo Eina V'Loi Rotzo Lecho Mimen, right? So we know there's an idea that Chazal say it's not so poshit to go ahead and just distance yourself from these things. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, Hatshuvahi, that it's based on Kedoshim Tiyu, and we've learned from there, Prushim Tiyu, there's an inyan that, no, to the contrary, this is actually something that's good. I'm skipping a little bit. V'nevar ata Prishos HaTayv. Let me explain to you how this works. After we explain, and this is already in the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, that everything in this world are Nisyonos, u'kmoi shekosavnu kvar lo mailo, v'hichachnu berayos, v'esamis lanu gam kein, roiv chulshos adam, v'kir v'staita el kolarois. And, you know, we talked about how weak people are, and how easy and vulnerable we are to do things that we're not supposed to do. Yizbore behechrech, so from there, it becomes clear that the more a person can save himself from all in Yonah Yolam Hazah, he should do. And says, the reason is because every tainig in the world, even a tainig that's mutter, ultimately will lead a person to do something wrong. We'll just mention one mashal. Derech mashal. Hamaychal v'hamishta. Think of food. Kisheniku mikoli suri achila. Hinei mutarim heim. You learn Masech Teshulin from one book end to the other. You shecht your meat. There's no treifes. There's no issues. Not basa v'chalav. You're allowed to eat the meat, right? Omnom says in Mesilas Yesharim. Let's be honest. Milu hakares. As soon as a person fills up his stomach, moishach achra prikasal. It's going to lead him to prikasal. Umishta hayayim, when you drink wine, moishach achra hasnus. Ushna'ar minam ra. Kolshkein. Shebiyoisa adam margal atzmei lespoya machil vashia. Certainly, if you don't just eat, but you fress. Hine impam achas yechsole regilusoy, yichavle viyargish moit. Umipnezen nimza hu machnes atzmei betoikif amal aschera, viyagiyas at he says another thing. If a person goes ahead and he gets used to eating good foods, forget about this nus and forget about the prikas oil. You get used to a good thing. What happens if you get used to a good thing? So you have to fund your burn rate. Now let's say you can't come up with the money. He starts swearing falsely. You have no time anymore to serve Hashem. Who has time to learn? I have to make money, right? Who has time to daven? Had the person not engaged so much in Olam Hazeh, he would have never gotten to the point that he doesn't have any time. Ukeinyan za Amru ben Sayyid Mamaira. Sharfa Mashal. He says Ben Sayyid Mamaira. Amda Tayyar Saif Taita Shaladam. Right, you see a person sometimes, you can get a sense of where it's going to lead. Says him Sil Sisharim. You want to understand Parisha? Just think of that Mashal. It's so Pasha. He says, you start eating, and before you know it, you don't have time to learn. Very simple. You could draw a straight line between those two things. So you're going to tell me precious is not a chashuva thing? He says, of course precious is a chashuva thing. And he goes on, and he goes from there to precious of other tanugim, and he explains in chapter and verse each one of these things exactly how it plays itself out. But either way, precious is a chashuva thing. For a person to be machmer, it's very, very chashuva. Just go through the Mesilas Yishon. Right? Anytime you see any thing related to one of these midos. So the Maror Makom is the Mesilas Yesharim. It's the clearest sefer of all time, written by the Ramchal, the Avi HaMekubalim. So it's just so clear the way he lays out the importance and the chashivas of what precious is. Then the Mesilas Yesharim, I'm skipping more, and Perek Yedala talks more about it. He says that I think you could take precious and you could divide it into three groups. The one that we need is the second. HaPrishus Bedinim. And hula hachmer behem tamed. It's to always be machmer when it comes to halacha. Lachush afilu ledivrei yachid b'machloikis. In fact, you know how it would manifest itself? If you know there's a machloikis and there's a das yachid, even though we don't paskin like the yachid, you should be a parish in din and you should paskin like the yachid. Im tamay nira? Like if you think that what he's saying makes sense. Afilu shein halacha kamoisai. Ubetanai shlayia chumra kulai. Just make sure you're really being machmer, you're not being mekel. Ula hachmer besveikois afilu b'makom. So you could be makel by a svek sveka. Oh, there's an inyan to be machmer. Sveka the rabbanu lekula. There's an inyan to be machmer. Ukvar biaru lanu achachon zechroni lefracha maim yecheskel. Chazal already learned from Yecheskel. Hinei nafshi loy metuma. Unevelu shmeif aleo chalti menure vat atav lebasa befib sar pigel. So what do we learn from there? So we know the Gemara in two places. Chulin lamed zayin and chulin mem dalid. Shlo yachalti mehem shoyer bachacham. Vlo yachalti bepsar kois kois. Vinei kozem muter humin adin vaday. And it's a form of precious. It's what the Mesilas Yesharim refers to as precious bedinim. Here's the bottom line. You see, a person is allowed to be a Pirish. It's actually a good thing to be a Pirish. And in fact, in the world of precious, the Mesilas Yesharim has a subcategory that he refers to as precious bedinim. So I ask you, how does precious bedinim shtim with all this raid that if a person is machmer, when Chazal said the halach is like this, then you're actually a min and maybe even a zakin mamre? How do you reconcile this? How do you make sense of this? The Mesilas Yesharim says mefurish that if I'm machmer, afal pi she'ein halacha kemoisei, I could do it. And if I take on the tzad achumra when it comes to sveikus, so even though I'm allowed to be mekel, this is already going to be a dover choshuv. It's a dover of kedusha. It's a dover of precious. How exactly do you go and reconcile these ideas? Now, the truth is, you could get nuanced, and you could say that even the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about not a case where everybody agrees it's mutter, where there's a das yachid, where at the very least there's a suffix, but I think that would require us to revisit the six examples that we gave. There's no das yachid that holds, there's no shayla when it comes to a shvua. I mean, you have to learn the sugya of Tzuras HaPesach when it comes to a Rosh Hashanah. You'd have to go through all these sugyas clearly and make sure you're not even going to find the das yachid. I'm not so sure it's going to fact check. And if that's the case, L'chura, the question that was obvious, that becomes a little bit more obvious after you go through the Mesilas Yesharim, I think requires beer. But the truth is, the teretz is as obvious as the question is. And really, the Maror Makom for this is a chidah. The chidah is in his Birkei Yosef. It's in Yerideya Simen Yud Zayin. So Yerideya Simen Yud Zayin is the Simen in Shulchan Aruch that talks about a sheichet misukenes. And the Mechaber over there brings how the G'dayli HaChachamim, based on Yecheskel HaNavi, they didn't eat from a behema misukenes. Says the Birkei Yosef, I quote, it's a one-line quote. V'hainu, davka ki ovad mitzad chumra v'geder ulekadesh atzmoy b'mutterloy. Oz hu deshari. Avalam oysem mipnei sheyeshloy pikpuk be'ikar adin oser lasoiz kol shehalocha revacha b'meimer kadishin. Says the Chidah, you want to understand how this inyan works? How do you reconcile, on the one hand, someone being machmer, where Chazal say something is mutter, as being a min, because you're like literally not trusting the Torah, versus Fakert, Kadesh Atzmucha B'Mutalach, and Perik Yud Gimel and Yud Dalit and Mesilas Yesharim? The answer is very simple. If a person is machmer mitzad chumra, V'geder u'lekadosh atzmoy b'mutaloy. If a person is being machmer because he learned the Mesilas Yesharim and he understands the fact that if I want to make sure I'm never going to do a vada yisr, I shouldn't even do a suffik yisr. And a person says, if I want to make sure I'm not going to be nichshol and kli rishon, I should be merachik myself from a kli sheni. And if I want to make sure that I'm not going to ever come to a point where I'm not going to have time to learn, you know what? I shouldn't get used to any tanuga elam haza, because if I do, ultimately it's going to take me down a road that somewhere down in the future it's going to impact my style and not allow me to serve Hashem the way I'm supposed to serve Hashem. If a person does that, kadosh yomer loy, that's a very holy thing. But if a person says that the reason I'm being chayish for this das yochid, because even though the Rambam says that we paskin like the Rabbim, and it's based on the Gemara of we go achri rabim lahatois and yochid rabim malachi kerabim. I don't know. There's a little part of me that feels maybe the halacha is really like, maybe the yochid is right. Maybe Chazal got it wrong when they said the halacha is like the rabim. Kli sheni, it's not mevashal. I don't know. I did an experiment. I made a coffee with a kli rishon. I made it with a kli sheni, and to me, it looks like they cooked the same. Right? If a person goes down that road and he's being mefakfik in the din, that's already b'china b'minos, and that's already, it's not okay. So really, it's all about your attitude, and it's all about the way you approach it. If a person approaches it with a pickbook where I'm undermining, I'm not 100% sure I accept this. Well, if you're not 100% sure you accept this halacha, then already there's minus. And if you're on the madrega of an Adam Gadol, it's a b'chin of Zakim Mamre already. It's the chamesh of a chamurais. This is the worst of the worst. It's the lowest of the low. If, however, a person is going to approach it, of course I know that's the halacha. Chazal said klisheni is not mevashel. But I have such nervin, I want to make sure I'm going near a klisheni. I may go to us. I'm not making a coffee on Shabbos. Because if I make it with a klisheni, I might make it with a kli rishon. God, if you're not making a coffee on Shabbos because klisheni is mevashel, you're a min. If I'm not making a coffee on Shabbos with a klisheni because that one time you wake up and you're halfway in your sleep fatugs and by mistake you forgot to make a klisheni because you thought it was Tuesday. I understand. So that's a harchaka. It's a precious. That already is a very, very chashuva thing. So really, it's all about how you approach it. If you approach it because of an insecurity in the halacha, minus. If you approach it as a harchaka, yeah, harchakas are gewaldic. Now, even harchakas, there's a shulchan aruch, a precious. In the Mesilas Yesharim, he talks about the precious hatoiv and he talks about the precious hara. You got to make sure that you stay, you know, with the precious hara and don't cross over to the dark side where you stop eating. And then there's an Indian of Kalayoshim, Betainis is Nikrachoite. Those things are already not okay. But the point is, it's all about the approach. It's all about, you know, the way you go about it. And the truth is, this is a very, very interesting thing, because chumras is something that fascinates everybody, right? And there's certain chumras that, you know, kach kibalnu al atzmenu val zareinu atzoif kol adoiris, that even though this is only a chumra ba'alma, but at the same time we take on this chumra. And you have to know how to, you know, look at a chumra, what bucket to put into. If a person takes on a chumra, keneged a gemara, keneged often a halach and shulchan aruch, keneged even poiskeiz manenu that a gedolei adar, and you go ahead and you say that even though he wrote a tshuva that it's mutter, but at the same time I hold you shouldn't do it because, whoa, that's not poshet. That's not poshet. You're going against a psak halach of a gedolei adar, playing with Zakin Mamre. You're playing, again, now, you know, everything's always a machloikis, so you usually have someone to be Saimachan, maybe. But again, I think, Dai l'chakim ebiramisa. So if a person's gonna see a kula that was written by Rabin Shalkol B'nei Agoyla, and he's gonna say that I wanna go ahead and I'm being machmir because I don't know, man, the svar is a gefelt mechnish. It's a gefelt mechnish. You know what? Die gefelt mechnish. I'm not so sure you have a right to do that. This is, you're playing on the spectrum of minus. This is this sugi over here. If a person says, you know what, I know he wrote a tshuva, and I know he said it's mutter, but there's an inyan of Bal Nefesh Yachmer. Could be that Pesach even wrote Mefurish in the tshuva Bal Nefesh Yachmer. And I want to be a Bal Nefesh. So I'm afraid that if I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I'm going to, you eat that, I may eat something else. So in the harchakis and the world of my precious, it'd be nice if I was consistently like that in other areas of life, but again, I'm not going there. The bottom line is, if that's the attitude and that's the hanhaga, so adarabo, kadosh yeyomer loy. It's all about the perspective. If the perspective is, I'm mefakfik in the ikra din, I would look twice before I cross the street. If it's about, I know what the din is, I'm not being mefakfik in the Ikar HaDin, but at the same time, there's a concept of al-Nefesh Yachmer. There is a concept of al-Nefesh Yachmer. It's actually often a halach in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Ramah, and the Ramah's in Yeridei Simin Kuftes Zayin, and before you invoke al-Nefesh Yachmer, look at that Pischei Tshuva, and go through a little bit of raid, and I think l'chatchilo, look at the Chidon, Birke Yois, and Yeridei Simin Yud Zayin. There's a concept of al-Nefesh Yachmer, of a fashtevas that's made al-Nefesh Yachmer. Al-Nefesh Yachmer doesn't mean that the person that's not a Baal Nefesh is a Shegetz. Because if you feel that, now you're playing with Minas already. You're playing with Minas. Your Baal Nefesh is really a Bechinim. It's such a fun, it's a Geshet Tzar Ma'oides Inyan. Because you can be a Kodesh Yeyomeloi if you know how to handle this with Kir, and your mamish dealing with Minus and Zaki Mamre if you don't know how to handle this with Kir. This is a sensitive topic. I tried treading it sensitively. Either way, we will stop here. This is way too much fun not to have a part 3. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll probably revisit this.